Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com. Let's head out east to Pennsylvania, where a young man just, well, he won the Pennsylvania State High School Championship. That's Josh Jevon. Josh, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Congratulations. Three trips, one championship. How does that feel?
It feels good. It's been a long time coming. That's been the goal since day one, and, you know, going 0-2 as a freshman and 1-2 as a sophomore and sitting last season and finally being able to accomplish my goals.
So that's one of the goals that you set for yourself. You did achieve it, and that's got to be a big breath of, or not a breath, but a sigh of relief. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Well, and an NCAA national title, absolutely.
All right, maybe even Olympic gold beyond that. I mean, the sky is the limit for you. That's what you've been hearing most of your life. I'm not sure, by the way, where the beard is coming into play here. Can you explain the beard?
Well, I mean, I can't wear the beard in high school. Then they make a shave. But in the postseason, I like to carry around some facial hair.
Yeah, you sport it pretty well, man. That's a nice growth in a short period of time. Good job by you. When do you actually head to University of Iowa? When will you be going to Iowa to start training and start everything?
From what I understand right now, we have a 3-week training camp that starts in the first week of July, and it runs straight into Fargo. So I'll do the training camp and then go out to Fargo.
So
at the end of July.
So I got to believe, given, you know, the condition of college wrestling as it stands today, with the D1s literally starting in just 2 days, you got to have an odds-on favorite of who's winning the national title this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm fully confident that I was going to take it, but there's no reason I shouldn't. I mean, hopefully they can crown 2, 3, maybe 4 champions.
Well, going back to your championship at the state, what was the immediate response to your family, your friends, and all of those that have been supporting you and your dream all this time?
I mean, a lot of people just said, you know, way to handle the adversity, you know, with a lot of people, both my coaches said that most people wouldn't have been able to bounce back from what I went through last year, and I just continued to stick with the game plan, and, you know, my family, I mean, it was pretty much just a sigh of relief, just mission accomplished, you know.
Mission accomplished, indeed. When you first made a commitment, you were going to go to Rutgers. Then you had a second thought, and that was to go to Iowa. Did you catch any crap over that from people that may want to make life's decisions for you?
I mean, the assistant coach at Rutgers wasn't very happy with me.
Well, I can't imagine he would be.
Yeah. He kind of gave me an earful and let me know how he felt. But, I mean, I understood. But I talked to my parents about it, and we made the decision that we couldn't do things to make people happy anymore. We needed to do things for ourselves and kind of be selfish about it. And I got put in the situation where I am now. And if there's any school that's going to make me into a national champion, it's going to be Iowa.
Well, I mean, this is what you've grown up with all your life, thinking about wanting to be a wrestler at the University of Iowa. So I don't know anybody could fault you for that. I can understand Rutgers coaching staff being upset because they lost, you know, what we consider one of the top blue chip athletes in the country in Josh Jevon. So, Josh, I was watching some videos of you wrestling over the last couple days, and what I've noticed about you over the progression of even the last 6 months, you seem to be getting a lot smoother. Is it just coming to you a little easier these days?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of the season, I felt pretty rusty. I felt like my shots were off, and I felt like my timing was a little rough, and we just drilled every day, and we continued to drill. I just got done working out a little bit ago, and We just continuing to perfect the little things and getting ready for the next step.
So what do you have to say to your fans and the people that have supported you throughout your run, throughout your, you know, your championship season this year, but prior to that, too? What do you have to say to those folks?
I mean, thank you to everyone. everyone has just been so behind me, and I'm just so happy. You know, my father just raised me from when I was 4 years old. I mean, I thank him for everything I have. He's the reason why I am who I am. My coaches, Brad Silverberry, Chad McCormick, I mean, Ricky Rappo, Greg Ozzeck, the things I would do with these people, without these people, I mean, I'd be lost. You know, Johnny Johnson, down at Raw 2-for-1 for, training with me, and I mean, he's just got so many tricks in his bag and so many great workout partners. I mean, I was working out with Mario Mason and from Minnesota, and I mean, tons of tough college caliber kid from Virginia Tech, and I mean, it's just a great atmosphere. I also wanted to thank Coach Max Fury for putting my name out there, and to Coach Brand for giving me this opportunity that I have.
I think we make our own opportunities. Other people will give you the right tools to forge those. Council Rock High School has been your home for the last few years. Are you still, you still got that girlfriend, Lorenza?
Yeah, I do.
Good job by you.
She's sitting right next to me.
Is she really? Well, son, I'm going to let you get to it because I think you're going to get some food, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I just picked it up and I'm on my way home now.
All right, but what are you having today?
I got 5 gourmet wings with 5 pierogies. I can't eat too much because I got to make way for Dapper Dan this weekend, so.
Good Lord. Listen to you. Always looking to do the very best. Well, good job by you, Josh. Great catching up with you. Super happy for you on your championship. Way to win it. Holding that plaque, that trophy over your head with both hands. Had to have been quite a sense of relief for you that you did it, but it's another goal accomplished. On to the next.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, bud. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right, take care.